Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist May. And at this time, we want to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, knowing that prayer changes things. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence. We want to thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love toward us. You've given us another chance to come before you in prayer. We are not worthy, but thou art worthy, and we thank you today, Lord. We praise your holy name. We are coming to you, Lord. We are asking that you look upon us, that you will touch us and bless us. Keep us, O Lord. Help us to stand in these difficult times. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Oh, my God, help somebody to repent of their sins and give their life to you. Help somebody to seek your face and call upon the name of the Lord. There is power in your name, O Lord. And we know that thou art a strong deliverer. Deliver your people. Look on those souls, O Lord, those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Touch today, O Lord. Heal and deliver. You said in your word, with your stripes, we are healed. We believe your word today. We take you at your word. We pray that you move, O Lord, by your spirit. Move from state to state, from country to country. Oh, my God, save the unsaved. Deliver them that are bound. Have mercy on the people, O Lord. Those who may be wandering around, clothing or shelter, we pray that you bless and make a way for them. Open up a door, O Lord. Help somebody to give their life to you and seek your face and turn from their way. We pray that you look upon every listener tonight. Let their hearts be touched. Help them, O Lord. Grant their petitions according to your will. Let the blood of Jesus cover and the Spirit of God prevail. Bind every evil work and everything that is contrary to your will. We know thou art able today. We are trusting in you. We believe you. We take you at your word. And we thank you today, O Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done for us. We thank you because you're a way maker. We thank you because you're a door opener. We thank you for your love toward us, O Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, O Lord, for which we are not worthy. But we thank you. We bless your name. We give glory and honor unto the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, this prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture. I'm going to be reading the 128th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 6. Blessed is everyone that fear the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants around about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. The Lord, for the reading of the 128th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 6, may God bless the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of the scripture coming through Sister Cheryl. We pray that you will receive the word of God, that you may be blessed. And I would like to announce that you can tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast on Tuesday and Sunday night at 7 p.m. And on Tuesday night is Oldies But Goodies in the Gospel. Praise God. Glory to God, and we want you to remember all those who are listed on our prayer list, those excuse me, those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. We pray that the Lord will touch and heal them, because we know that God is yet in the healing business. If you'd like to tune into this broadcast, you can dial the guest call-in number, which is 563-999-3511. We are here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday night at 7 p.m. Praise God. We also would like to remember the bereaved Ingram Sewell family. Praise God. We lost our sister-in-law, Sister Betty Ingram Sewell, who passed away. Her funeral services will be Saturday at 11 a.m., and this will be at the Our Master, Our Savior of Master. Praise God. And it's going to be in Berlin. Praise the Lord. So we are looking forward to that. And at this time, we're going to ask that Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would come forth and give us a song selection.
I know a man from Galilee. If you're in sin, he'll set you free. Oh, do you know him? Do you know him? I know a man from Galilee. If you're in sin, he'll set you free. Oh, do you know him? Do you know him? He walked out on the water. He calmed the raging sea. Yes, I know that man from Galilee. Yes, I know the man. Yes, I know the man. Yes, I know the man from Galilee. He walked out on the water. He calmed the raging sea. Yes, I know that man from Galilee. Jesus is that man. Jesus is that man. Jesus is that man from Galilee. Oh, he walked out on the water. He calmed the raging sea. Jesus is that man from Galilee. Oh, do you know him? 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 Yes, I know that man from Galilee.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Do you know the man? Talking about Jesus. If you know him, you will give him a praise. And when you know him, you will worship him and lift up his name, because Jesus is that man. He walked out on the water, and he calmed the raging sea. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to hear the word of God. It's one of those oldies, but goodies in the gospel. Want you to listen attentively to the word of God. God bless you.
And God bless you. We are glad to be back with you once again here live in the studio. And we thank God for how he has spared our lives and allowed us to come, that we may be able to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to go to the word of God taken from the book of Exodus, third chapter of the book of Exodus. Also reading from Genesis, the 18th chapter. Also Exodus, the 12th chapter, and the 51st verse. We're going to begin reading with Exodus, the 3rd chapter, and beginning with the 7th verse. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their task. I know their sorrow, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. I'm going to leave a thought with you tonight. The Lord has come to deliver. The Lord has come to deliver. I believe this was the children of Israel, and they were in bondage in the land of Egypt. They were working under the hard taskmasters. And I believe a taskmaster is a person who assigns tasks to others, especially when exacting or severe. And I believe these taskmasters, they were hard.
Yeah.
I have to admit, they were hard.
All right.
And when I think about these taskmasters, I think about some of these devils we have out here today.
All right, come on, preacher.
They try to oppress the people of God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, they try to make their job so much more harder. Why? Because they are living for Christ.
Yes.
And many times when the devil sees that Christ is in your life, there's something about it. That devil in that individual just can't stand the Christ and the God that's in you.
Amen.
And the Bible said, Jesus said in his word, said, know that the world, it hated me first.
Yes, Lord.
It hated me. You see, because Jesus, he came, and they didn't even receive him.
No, they didn't.
They didn't believe on him as the Son of God. Many of them just took him to be some prophet.
All right.
Or someone who just came along and was healing the sick and doing miracles and whatnot. They just took him to be a great prophet. They didn't take him to be the Son of God.
I'm a preacher.
Some of them even began to say, oh, this man make himself equal to God.
Yes.
But he was, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word,
yes,
and the Word was God,
yes,
and the Word was with God,
oh, yes,
and the Word was made flesh.
Yes, Lord.
God knows it came and dwelt among us.
Yes, it did.
And we beheld his glory,
yes,
as of the only begotten of the Father.
Glory to God.
But the Bible said he came to his own, and his own received him not.
Amen.
Why didn't they receive Jesus? Oh, just think about it. You see, Jesus didn't come in a king's house.
All right, yes.
He didn't come with goodly fine linen,
yes, Lord,
upon his body.
Glory to God.
Oh, no. He just came as a little humble child of God.
Yes, Lord.
And those, they didn't recognize him.
All right.
You see, when you're high-minded and you're lifted up,
I'm gonna preach it.
When the Lord sends help or when the Lord sends deliverance, sometimes we don't recognize it.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, no, because we're looking for some great thing.
Yes.
Oh, we're looking for somebody to come in fine clothes.
Come on now.
We're looking for somebody to come with a big, long title
yes
behind their name.
Yes.
But God knows he the Lord shall fight for you.
Yes.
And I believe these children of Israel, they were working, and they were working under the hard taskmasters trying to do what the taskmaster had assigned to them.
Yes.
And these Egyptians began to be jealous.
All right.
That's just like the devil.
Amen.
When he sees God blessing you, and he sees that you're prospering in the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, he began to get jealous.
Yes, he does.
When he sees the anointing of God upon you, resting upon you, and God using you and operating through you in the services of God.
Amen.
That devil sitting back in a corner somewhere. Sitting back watching you.
Yes.
Go forth in the Lord. And he's a jealous devil.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is. The devil don't mean nobody no good.
Amen.
And he sees God operating and working in you. Then he gets jealous. And he tries to throw stumbling blocks in your way.
Yes, he does.
He tries to make your job a little bit harder.
Oh, yes.
While you may be a pastor.
Come on,
and that devil will try to come in.
Yes.
And try to make your pastoring job a little bit harder.
A little bit harder.
But God said in his word that he has heard your cry.
Yes.
And he has come down to deliver you.
Yes.
I believe he's cut. Taskmasters began to pour all this work on these children of Israel.
Yes, they did.
Began to make them work harder.
Yes.
They then began to have to go
yes.
and get their own straw and gather up everything
yes.
and mix it all up
oh, yes.
and do the work too.
Yes.
The work began to oppress them.
Yes,
they began to be in anguish.
Yes,
oh, yes, they began to be sorrowful
oh, yes.
because the devil had began to afflict them.
Yes.
But God began to hear their cries.
Yes, he did.
And he spoke to one called Moses.
Yes.
And called Moses out.
Yes,
and sitting down there
Hello,
to deliver
God.
The children of Israel
Amen.
Out of bondage.
Yes.
I believe God began to appear to Moses in a burning bush.
Yes, he
and he called out of the bush. He called Moses by his name. And Moses heard the voice of the Lord.
Yes.
And he turned and looked at the burning bush to see why. The bush was burning,
yes.
but it was not consumed.
Yes,
it was not consumed.
Yes.
And so it got his attention.
Yes,
and then when he turned and looked at the bush, God began to speak to him.
Lord, yes.
Tell him to take off his shoes because the ground that he was standing on was holy ground.
Yes.
And he began to take Moses
yes.
and send him down into the land of Egypt.
Yes,
he began to tell Moses
yes.
to tell them
yes.
that he had heard their cry.
Yes.
And he said in his word,
yes.
and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people
yes.
which are in Egypt
yes.
and have heard their cry
yes,
by reason of their taskmaster.
Yes.
For I know their sorrows.
Yes.
You see, God has come to deliver
yes.
because
yes.
he knows your sorrows.
Yes.
He knows heavy burden
yes.
and oppression
yes.
and anguish against the people of God.
Yes.
He doesn't want you
yes.
to go through
oh, yes.
the time to make it so the burden gets too heavy
yes.
that you might not be able to bear it. But my God is able.
Yes.
He has come
yes.
to deliver his people.
Yes.
My God
yes.
has heard your prayer
yes.
the many times
yes.
that you went down
yes.
on bending knees.
Yes.
God has sent on
yes.
deliverance for your soul.
Yes, he has.
God has come to deliver you.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe somebody wants to be delivered tonight. We want you to pick up the telephone and dial in 609 area code 962-8000.
Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Belinda Edmond would like to thank you for listening to tonight's prophetic message. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, please write Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast, P.O. Box 1449, Mercyville, New Jersey, 08109. That's the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast, P.O. Box 1449, Mercyville, New Jersey, 08109. If you desire prayer counseling, please call right now, 609-962-8000. That's 609-962-8000 for prayer and counseling. Off the air.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that message on tonight. At this time, we're going to ask you to prepare your hearts for a word of prayer, and we're going to ask that Evangelist Cynthia come forth and lead us in the prayer of salvation. Praise God. We're going to give you a chance if you don't know the Lord, if you strayed away from the Lord, if you're sick, if you need a special deliverance or a special blessing from the Lord, believe God through this prayer. Evangelist Cynthia.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of thy son, Jesus, thanking you for this day. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, my God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the messenger, Lord. We bless thy holy name, God. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor, God. Look down on us with compassion, Father. Have mercy on us tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, move in signs and wonders and work miracles, God, in the name of Jesus. Save such that need to be saved, Lord. Those that are desiring to be saved, God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, my God. If it's in your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you said it's not your will that any should perish, but that all come unto repentance, my God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, call somebody to have a repentant heart tonight, God. I know that you're able, God. Look on the heart taskmasters out there, God. Touch their minds, God. Touch their hearts, Lord. Call them to let the people go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Move by your spirit, Lord. Send your anointing, Father. Send your power, Lord. Send strength tonight, God. Send healing, Lord. Send deliverance, my God. Break the bonds, Lord. Set the captive free tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able, Lord. Mend the wounded soul, God. Mend the broken heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we're calling on you tonight, God. Oh, my God, do it in your name, Lord, according to your will, Father. Let your will be done tonight, God. Let it be done in our lives, Lord, in our homes, God, on our jobs, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bind every evil spirit, Lord, that's not like you, God, that seeks to hinder us, Lord, from doing your will, Lord. Oh, my God, we ask you to bind it tonight, God. Look on that soul, Lord, that's crying out for help tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Restore the mind, Lord. I know you're able, God. You're a mind regulator, Lord. Regulate the mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on that heart condition tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal it tonight, Lord. I know you're able, God. The lung disease, Lord. Heal my Father in the name of Jesus. The eye disease, God, I know you're able, Lord. The kidney disease, God, in the name of Jesus. Move it out of the way, Lord. Confound the doctor tonight, God. I know you're able, God. Be somebody's lawyer in the courtroom, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, work it out for your people, God. Look on the bereaved families, God. Touch right now, Lord. Lord, console, my God, in the name of Jesus. Dry up the tears, God. Oh, my God, wrap your loving arms around them, Lord. Let them know that somebody cares, Lord. Somebody is concerned about them, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Look on the prayer list, Lord. save, heal, and deliver, God. I know you able, Lord. Continue to bless this broadcast, God. Move in signs and wonders and work miracles, God. Let your will be done and have your eternal way, God. Oh, my Father, we thank you tonight, God.
Thank you
for your grace and your mercy,
Lord.
Thank you for your touch, God.
Thank you
for your word, Lord. Thank you for the prayer, God.
You
are prayer answering, God.
Thank you hear
and answer prayer, Lord.
Thank you, prayer, God.
It changes things, Lord. We are sincere tonight, God. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless our name, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus. In all things we ask of thee. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. And in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. Thank you for that prayer. I thank God for the prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. You know, prayer changes things. If we would only pray and believe God when the prayer is going up, believe that God is going to deliver. Believe that he's going to grant your petition. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. I thank God for his love and mercy. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from Sister Rhoda and from Evangelist Cynthia. And if there's any other evangelists on the line, you may have remarks at this time.
Praise the Lord.
I really want to thank
the Lord for this powerful message.
Yes.
To encourage each of us. We are not different compared with those Israelites who are in bondage in Egypt. It was not easy.
Amen. The same thing
is happening right now, my sisters and my brothers.
Yes.
The devil is always following the children of God to oppress us with sicknesses, diseases.
Yes.
It's terrible. But see, the Lord is reminding us today to cry to him. He hears us. Cry to him. Whatever situation we are passing through, is it sickness? Is it poverty? Is it frustration? Is it sorrow? Just cry to the Lord. He will hear us and he will come down to deliver us. It doesn't matter how long it has taken. Could be sickness, could be anything in our life.
Yes.
Let's not give up. Let us call upon the Lord. He will hear us and come and deliver us. In the name of Jesus. Also, sisters, you have to remember that these are the end times. If you read the Bible in the book of Matthew 24, it says, these are the end times. It says in the word of God, there will be pestilence. There's a lot of sickness. Weird sickness which is moving around in the atmosphere. People are coughing. People are this and this. You go to the hospital, give antibiotic, nothing. But when you call upon the name of the Lord, he hears and comes down to heal us. So I want to encourage you. Hold on, Jesus. Trust in God. Call upon him. Cry. It doesn't matter how hard the situation is. It doesn't matter how complicated the sickness is. Our Abel is able to heal and deliver us. Thank you. May the Lord bless you. Thanks for the word of God. Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful message. Amen. The word of God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Somebody say, why you call the word he? Because the preacher quoted the scripture, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Mm-hmm.
And the word became flesh and dwelt the one among men. Amen. So the word of God, God, he don't change. He's the same. Doesn't matter how long ago it was preached, the word is still the same. And I thank God for that word. You have some hard taskmasters down here right now.
Amen.
Trying to whip you into doing what they want you to do.
Yes.
Take away what you got. Amen. But God, he is God.
Amen.
You can't do nothing unless he allow you. Amen. So I just thank God for the word tonight. I want to encourage you and you, to take it in.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for those remarks coming to Evangelist Cynthia and from Sister Rhoda. I tell you, God is good. I enjoyed their remarks, and I want to encourage the people out there in radio land to continue to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We have some goodies for you. Praise God. The word of God is good. Praise God. It's a stronghold in the day of trouble. And I tell you, trouble is all around. It's here. But God is good, and he's a stronghold in that time. Praise the Lord. We thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We invite you to tune in again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. and see what thus saith the Lord. If that's all, at this time, this close, and we want to invite you to tune in again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless you, too.
Yes, thank you. Thank the Lord.